Hey, welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And we have correspondents all over the globe, including on the red carpet in Los Angeles. A couple of celebrities standing by. Let's go to Charles C. Pollack.
Thanks, Randy. I'm Charles C. Pollack, and we are on the red carpet here tonight for Paley Fest LA, the nation's premier festival for TV. And I think I see the host of Late Night with Seth Meyers heading this way.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I'm Charles C. with the National Defense, and our audience is actually a lot of veterans and active duty military and their families. And Seth, I know you've been a really big veteran supporter. You've headlined a bunch of veteran fundraisers. You helped a veteran bride
once. I did help a veteran bride. It was one of the best. She was a medic, and I met her at Walter Reed. And then she was on Say Yes to the Dress. And the producers reached out, and they said, would you surprise her on Say Yes to the Dress? She was super psyched when she met you at Walter Reed. And I had remembered her. Because I believe she was the only woman I met when I went to Walter Reed, and she had not seemed psyched to meet me. She was, like, very sweet, but she was very, like, Midwestern from Minnesota, and she was like, oh, yeah, hey, how are you? Good to meet you. Like, that was my take on it. And they said, no. You blew her mind. She's going to be on Say Yes to the Dress. Surprise her. And I said, well, of course, you know, just, if anything, if this is a way to say thank you for her service, I would show up and say yes to the dress. So she comes out in a ready dress. I come out and surprise her, and she's like, oh, yeah, hey, good to see you again. Exact same. It was the best.
Where does your heart for veterans come from?
Oh, I mean, I don't think it takes much to appreciate what our veterans do. It's certainly something my parents instilled in me, that we should always be grateful for the fact that people are willing to protect and serve. So, yeah, I don't think it really came from one specific thing.
And Andy, I know a lot of our audience are big fans of Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, awesome.
Do you ever have any veterans or, like, first responders reaching out to you for that?
Absolutely. I mean, just when I'm out and about, people will stop and let me know they enjoy the show, which I'm very excited by. Oh, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, it's great.
And I know you guys are good buddies. You're starting you have a podcast, a brand new podcast for the SNL Digital Shorts. How's that feel?
It feels very good to have a podcast out there. We think it's the third one ever. The third podcast ever. That's what Andy told me. And, you know, try to get in on the ground floor.
Yep.
So it's good. I think people will enjoy it. If they enjoyed watching SNL in the mid-aughts.
Early mid-aughts.
They'll enjoy hearing the stories.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much. And congratulations on 10 years.
Thank you so
have
much.
A good
have
time
a good
tonight.
One. Thanks. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
I'm Charles C. Pollack with the National Defense. Justin Benson and Aaron Moorhead, the executive directors or executive producers and directors.
Yeah, whatever you want.
Oh, yeah, I promoted you. Well, I'm here with the National Defense, and our audience is mostly veterans and active duty military. We were just wondering if you have a message for them tonight.
Yeah, actually, our best friend, brother, family member, producing partner for over 16, 17 years, David Lawson, is a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not on this project specifically, but he's someone who we run a company with on a day-to-day basis. And we're very proud of that.
Yeah.
And he's proud of it. And
a lot of the skills that he uses every single day, he always ties it back to his time in the service, you know, it's thank you for your service. That would be the message. Also, our executive producer, Kevin Wright, is a veteran as well.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you guys.
Thank you.